Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People are about to lose their minds. Again. And what I will say is what I said before when Colin Kaepernick made the decision to not stand for the national anthem and took a knee. Get over yourself. I'm not speaking to Colin Kaepernick. I'm not speaking to Marshawn Lynch, who decided to sit on a cooler during the national anthem last night. I'm speaking to you. Get over yourself. Colin Kaepernick, Marshawn Lynch, or any American has every single right to decide what they want to do when the national anthem is played. I have the exact same opinion that I had when it was Kaepernick, and I have the exact same opinion now. You are not the arbiter of what is American. You are not the arbiter of what is patriotic. We got the jackassery now in the media where people, well, you're a good American. No, you're a good American. Thanks for calling the show. No, you're a good American. You're a great American. Just makes me want to throw up in my mouth. You know who's a great American? My dad. My dad was a great American. Went to his high school graduation. Lower Marion High School. Was in the service 2 days later. Was a prisoner of war at 19. Shot down B-17 bomber. Spent 14 months as a POW. That's a great American. You're a great American. No, you're a great American. You just happen to agree with me, don't you, politically? Yes. Well, you're a great American then. People are going to lose their minds here over Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch has every right to sit if he wishes. And I have every right to say, jeez. You just don't get it. You don't get it. I disagree with Marshawn Lynch's stance completely. His lack of respect. His apparent ignorance to what people sacrificed in order to allow him to have the right to do what he does. But guess what? Jack Del Rio says it right. He doesn't agree with him, but he'll do his thing. And Marshawn will do his thing. That's the way adults used to be able to communicate in this country. We saw it again yesterday. Saw it again yesterday down in Charlottesville. Where there is no communication anymore. There's nothing but discord. And as that parent of that 13-year-old, I truly am concerned. The thought police is truly out. You have an opinion that someone else disagrees with. You're labeled. You have a dissenting point of view politically or otherwise. You're labeled. And then we get incidents where our cops are being shot down in the streets. We have incidents where maniacs get behind the wheel of a car and run people down all over their own political or world ideology. It's truly a disgrace. So let's use this Marshawn Lynch story to all get educated a little bit. Marshawn Lynch does not. He is not required. He is not required. He is not in any way does he have to stand during the anthem. I can completely disagree with them and I do. I can completely say, and I would say it if he was on the line with me here, I would ask him if he understood sacrifice. That was gives him the right to be a multimillionaire and earn the living that he does. The sacrifices that they were made by previous generations of whites, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, all colors and creeds that fought for this country. So I would try to explain that to him, but I'm not going to like attack him for that statement. His statement is civil. Damn, he might just be lazy. I don't know. I have no idea. Because he didn't articulate it. But if it stops at that, I saw at least two or three more national media types this week that continue to push the false narrative. They add to the divisiveness that they complain about incessantly. Well, all Colin Kaepernick did, and this is how they will portray. Well, and a man is out of a job in the National Football League because he decided to silently protest during the national anthem. No, morons. That's not why he's out of a job. Do you know what percentage of the Miami population is Cuban? Hispanic. Do you know? Because the man who loves Castro, the man who celebrates Castro and thinks Cuba is this great place to live while America sucks, that guy is probably not a good spokesman or a good employee choice for the Miami Dolphins. Period. Do you even understand? When you're tweeting negative things about the United States of America on the 4th of July while you're on foreign soil, you're probably not a good choice for a billion-dollar brand to employ. When your girlfriend is tweeting out pictures saying that an NFL owner is a slave owner, you're probably not very employable. Yet, I saw it on Pro Football Talk. I saw it on Yahoo Sports. I saw it from the AP. Well, all Colin Kaepernick did was take a knee. A silent protest requires this. No. I've just given you a litany of things that weren't silent, that weren't respectful. If Marshawn Lynch leaves it at this, he has his own silent protest. Good for him. Good for him. Exercise your right. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. But if you want to smear the country, if you want to celebrate Castro, if you think Cuba's such a great place, then you're just ignorant. You're just ignorant. And you're probably not employable. But for Marshawn Lynch, if you think he doesn't have a right to sit during the national anthem, please spare me your opinion. Because he does. You got a right to not like it, but he's got every right to do that. And hopefully he'll, at some point, maybe he'll just choose in the written word or otherwise to articulate what he's thinking. But let's not go through another week of this. Because you know what it leads to? It leads to the garbage we saw yesterday in Charlottesville. It leads to the garbage we saw in Dallas last year. Let's kill cops, they're pigs, fry them up like pigs in a blanket. Yeah. This is the kind of divisiveness that you get in Charlottesville, that you get in Dallas, and you get in other places. Justin in Dallas joins me. Justin, you're on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Justin?
I'm great. Good morning, John. How are you?
Great to hear from you, man. What's going on?
I'm good. I think I agree with you. I thought I disagreed until I heard that. But I guess my only thing that I was going to say until I heard that opinion was that, you know, when it comes down to Marshawn Lynch, of course he has the right to.
There are a lot of people, but wait a minute, Justin, there's a lot of people who don't believe he has the right to. And they will go on sports talk radio.
That's what blows news, my mind.
It does. It does. There'll be news talk hosts. There'll be sports talk hosts. There will be columnists who will rip him for this. And I guess what? You can not like what he does, but he what right does he have to do that? Well, he's got like every right. He's got every right. And a silent protest, to me, is the most respectful protest that we've got. Is it not?
Well, what? But it's not a silent protest. I will disagree with you.
Why is that? Why is that? Tell me. Tell me.
Well, sitting during the national anthem on national TV is not a silent protest.
It's the definition of a silent protest.
So
it is the. It is the. It is the. It's the definition, because you know what he hasn't done? He hasn't opened his mouth otherwise.
So
it is the definition.
A silent protest is defined by whether or not you vocalize your opinion.
He did not disrupt the proceedings. He didn't disrupt anyone else's enjoyment of the anthem. He did not cause any kind of ruckus, distraction, otherwise. He just made he took it. That is the epitome of a silent protest.
Okay, so let's take away the definition then, okay? Just for the
okay.
Okay. So then was it really silent?
Yes.
Honestly?
Yes.
No, it wasn't, because we're talking about it.
No, we're talking. He's not. The protester is not. We are reacting to it. Or people who are going to be outraged by it, who are fools, They're reacting to it. No, it's not. It's absolutely it's the definition of a silent protest. This is what he did. He didn't disrupt the proceedings. He didn't do something to disgrace anyone else. He didn't do anything to take away from anybody else's enjoyment or solemnity.
Do you think his employers feel that it was silent?
Excuse me?
Do you feel that his employers feel that it was silent?
Jack Del Rio was perfect with it last night. I loved his answer. I gave it to you earlier. Jack Del Rio says, I don't agree with him. That's his thing. I'll do mine. He'll do his. That's perfect.
If it was your team,
I would have no problem with the silent protest.
As long as you don't say anything, you can.
Guess what? If I then have an employee who decides to hold a press conference to talk about his beliefs, like Colin Kaepernick, behind my platform, at my facility, with a Castro shirt on, telling me how great things are for Castro's people. Jackassery is what it is. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.